You might be wondering, why did Father just leave the ambo? Is he maybe not going to give a homily? No, I'm going to give a homily, but the instructions for celebrating the Mass, in those instructions, there are actually two locations that are specifically named as places where the priest may preach the homily, one being the ambo and the other being the presider's chair. And so the ambo would be the place set apart for the proclamation of the Word of God. So it's an especially appropriate place where the priest can bring us more deeply into that Word of God in the homily. But the presider's chair, on the other hand, it's kind of a different sort of symbolism there. The presider's chair especially represents the authority that Jesus exercises, particularly through the ordained priests of the church. And we heard about that authority in the gospel reading today. And that word, authority, might honestly not be the most pleasant word for us to hear. Sometimes we can hear the word authority and naturally become defensive. It can feel threatening if you know, we think someone is going to claim authority in order to assert his or her own will over us. Authority can seem like a threat to our freedom sometimes. But this is not what Jesus's authority is like. The authority that Jesus has in the gospel, that authority is about love. So when the man with the unclean spirit saw Jesus in the synagogue, he apparently felt threatened at first. He said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" And from our perspective, we know that was the unclean spirit talking, but to anyone standing there, perhaps, you know, they might have heard that, and it might have seemed like the man was saying those words. Maybe the man himself even thought that, you know, he was saying those words. The words were coming out of his mouth. But Jesus replied with the most loving words of authority that he could have said. He said, "Quiet, come out of him. Quiet, come out of him." And the man probably heard those words and thought, "Wait a minute, this isn't just me. You know, I always thought I was just unclean. But Jesus, you speak to this unclean spirit like it's someone else, it's something else. You speak to this unclean spirit like it's an intruder. And you look at me and you don't see an unclean man, you just see me. You love me. You love me so much that you fight for me. Because in reality, I don't belong to that unclean spirit. I belong to you, Jesus." And I think in that moment, perhaps, the unclean spirit was utterly robbed of its welcome in that man. And Jesus took back his rightful authority and he cast it out. So for that man, Jesus' authority was something that pierced the depths of his heart with God's love for him. And whenever Jesus exercises his authority, he does it for that same purpose, to show us his love for us. And that's why we pray in the psalm today, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Because that's where Jesus' voice of authority is directed. It's directed to our hearts. And that voice is directed to our hearts today. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Just as Jesus exercised his authority in that synagogue in Capernaum, he exercises that same authority here today. And that's because when we come here to worship God at the Mass, the point is not really just to remember the things Jesus did a long time ago, the words that he said back then, and to be inspired by them. Although that's good, but that's not really the point of why we're here. We come here every time we celebrate the Lord's Day because Jesus is alive. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's not just a memory. He is here, and he is exercising his authority. And so this is why he speaks to us today, and he says, harden not your hearts. And this is always true, you know, in every moment of our lives, that he is alive, that he is here. But it's most especially true, most especially manifest when we are here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So just for a little bit of teaching, the Church teaches that Christ is present and acting in four particular ways at the Mass. So first, and most importantly, Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist. So the body and blood of Christ that we receive is really the body and blood of the risen and living Lord Jesus, that our risen Lord is alive and he's giving himself to us today. And so he's present, especially in the Holy Eucharist. Second, that Jesus is present in the priest. And so, kind of astoundingly, when Father Kevin or I preside at Mass, because we've been ordained priests, we are acting in what's called in persona Christi, or in other words, in the person of Christ. And that means that this presider's chair is not meant to be just a symbol of a human authority, of Father William's authority, but Jesus himself is actually presiding over this Mass. That when, you know, he borrows our voice, he borrows my voice and my hands to give you his blessing. He borrows my body to say, this is my body, which will be given up for you. So third, after those first two, Jesus is present in the whole community gathered here, or in other words, the body of Christ. That Jesus promised his disciples, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So Jesus is present in a real way in the whole community that we are gathered together. So Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist, he's present in the priest, he's present in the whole community gathered here together. And fourth, he's present in the proclamation of the word. So even though it might look like it's Mark or Linda or Father William speaking those words, and it is, but the Church actually teaches that at the same time, it is Jesus himself who speaks when the Holy Scriptures are read in the Church. And Jesus speaks those words of Scripture with his own authority. And he speaks those words directly to our hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts because Jesus speaks authoritatively to our hearts today. Just as he did to that man in the synagogue, he's using that authority that he has primarily to love us. He loves us so much that he fights for us. He wants to free us from any unclean spirit or any sin or any idol that has taken authority in our lives, because that authority does not belong to anyone but Jesus. We belong to him. We belong to him who created us, him who died for us, who loves us. And he says to us, Jesus says to us, you know, that unclean spirit, that sin, that idol, whatever it might be in your life, that is not who you are. I have the authority to cast it out. So will you let me? Will you let me, through the ministry of the Church, take complete authority in your life? Do you believe that I love you? And so we can say, Jesus, you do love us so much. And Jesus, you are here with us. You have authority here. Oh, that today we would hear your voice. Do not let our hearts be hardened to you, but Jesus, soften our hearts to your voice. Take your authority over us. and set our hearts on fire with your spirit of love.